As you believe, so you will live. As you live, so you will be judged. As you are judged, so you will be placed. As you are placed, so you will remain. Welcome to Selah with Pastor Wayne A. Lewis, as we meditate and reflect on the Word of God to inspire you in your own life. Here's Pastor Wayne A. Lewis with today's message.
Hi, I'm Reverend Wayne Anthony Lewis from the Word Incorporated Church, where eyes are forever open and hearts are forever changed. Hey, thank you for joining me today while we say la on God's Word. Please join me in the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, verse 60. I'm going to read something to you that I pray that it will bring encouragement to you wherever you are. Whatever you're going through, I want to share something with you that God shared with me, and it really has helped me to be where I am today, and only by His grace and mercy where I will be tomorrow. Verse 60, it says, "Therefore, His disciples, when they heard this, said, 'This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?' When Jesus knew in Himself that His disciples complained about this, He said to them, 'Does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend to where He was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe.' For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would betray Him. And He said, 'Therefore, I have said this to you, that no one can come to Me unless it has been granted to him by My Father.'" Verse 66, please listen. "From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked away with Him from Him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, 'Do you also want to go away?' But Simon Peter answered, 'Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.'" The Word of God for the people of God, to the glory of God. Can you imagine that? Here you have the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, speaking, revealing truth to the multitude. Now remember, at this time, Jesus has done some tremendous things. At least 5,000 people have been fed. Most likely it was anywhere between 15 to 25,000 women and children and men that have been fed by Him. Two loaves and five fishes. He has walked on water. He has turned water into the wine. Blind people have received their sight. He has been doing miracles after miracles after miracles. According to the Gospel of Matthew, He's speaking the Beatitude. Jesus is a man literally on fire. Wherever He goes, He is filling stadiums, so to speak. Everyone is following Him. He loves people, and people are in love with Him, so you would think. His disciples. Now, there's approximately 100-120 disciples following Him. Wherever He goes, he's the new big thing on the block. Then He speaks a word. He challenges them. He speaks truth. He speaks life to them. And the mixed multitude leaves Him. They leave Him alone. They walk away and they say, "Who can understand this?" But see, what I love about Jesus, whenever He is faced to in a real situation, He asks a question that I want you to think about. He said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?" And Simon Peter, I love this man. He said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Now, I'm not speaking to those today who are not saved, and I'm not speaking to those who do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm speaking to my brothers and sisters who have a relationship, who know God as Father. You who love Him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. The word that I have for you today is this. It's simple. Stay the course. Where would you go? What's in the world that is more desirable than God? What could CNN offer you? What could Walmart offer you? What could any business, any city, any place on this planet, what is greater than God? I know it's difficult and I know it's challenging. I know that sometimes you look at things and it's like, God, I can't take it anymore. Like my West Indian mom would say, she would say, Lord, I can't take it anymore. The pressure is just so great. Stay the course. Simon Peter said that. He was speaking on behalf of the 12. See, where would we go? Lord, we believe who you are. We believe your word. We have seen the signs and wonders. Where would we go? You see, the mixed multitude had the wrong perspective. They left God thinking that just because it got difficult, just because he was communicating truth to them that was over their head or too deep for them to get in, instead of pressing on and staying, they decide to walk away. I could hear Jesus' heart breaking at that moment when he realized that those who were once walking with him are now walking away from him, as if they were going to go somewhere better. Remember why you got saved in the first place. Remember that message that you heard, that song that you heard. Remember the persistent believer who always prayed for you, who challenged you, and who told you about the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And that knocking and that knocking and that knocking. And finally, you submitted and you surrendered to him. And you said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. And you got saved. And how God has blessed you and how God has moved upon you. Perhaps he even healed your body once upon a time. Perhaps he even touched your mind once upon a time. Perhaps he restored your marriage. Perhaps he did something so super it was natural for him. And today, you're wondering, has God left you? Has God changed his mind? Perhaps the devil got into that place and he started whispering in your ear, and you start believing the lies and the rumors that you have done that one thing that God cannot forgive you. The word that I have for you today, please listen. Stay the course. Stay the course. You are on that narrow road that is difficult, but it leads to eternal life. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. I know it's true. And you know it's true. Stir yourself up like how King David had to stir himself up when his family was taken away and his men were so wounded in the heart they wanted to stone him. The Bible said he had to stir himself up and he went to God and he began to pray. Father, should I go and save my family? Would I be successful? See, that's the first thing we have to do in order to stay the course. Listen, we have to practice self-discipline and we have to be persistent to stick with the course that we know. Now, the Bible is the word that God has given to us for this day. It's not just some ancient manuscript. It's living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's life. It's what we need. It's what we have to go to. It's the bread that we eat. It's the thing that brings us encouragement and brings us direction. We have to be consistent and persistent by staying in his word. We have to. In order to stay the course, we have to set attainable goals for ourselves. We have to have a purpose. And now remember this, your birth date and my birth date is identification. It's proof that God has a practical plan and purpose for us. And that means, yes, where you are right now in your church. And that means, yes, where you are right now with the calling that God has on your life. And maybe God has called you to be an evangelist, but it's just been a tough winter and you weren't able to go out and you weren't able to witness the way that you wanted to witness. Be encouraged. Just pray God will make a way where there is no way. Or maybe you're a pastor and your church is going through what I call the roller coaster phase. Sometime it goes up, and some Sundays you feel like, man, you are preaching with the best of them. And some Sundays there's only crickets that you're preaching to, just the angels, and they remain invisible. Be encouraged. Stay the course. God has called you into this kingdom for such a time as this. It reminds me of that beautiful account in the Word of God. Listen to me. The only book in the Bible that the Word of God or the name of God is not mentioned is the book of Esther. It's an amazing book. But you see his fingerprints all over. You know God is in there. But do you remember the account? When Mordecai, in sackcloth and ashes, is wandering back and forth by the king's gate, and Esther is told, hey, isn't that your uncle over there? Isn't that Mordecai? He's in sackcloth and ashes. And he was trying to get her attention because he knew that in a short time, every single Jew in the province would be, that's it. So he gave her a message and he said, we need some help. You need to go to the king. You got to let the king understand what's taking place. And she explained to him as the queen, I can't just walk in to the king's presence. In fact, anyone who walks into the king's presence without having a personal invitation with them, you don't even get a chance to speak. They put duct tape over your mouth and the guards just takes off your head, including the queen. Then he makes a statement which is so profound. He says this, well, if you don't help, I know help will come from another place, but who knows that whether you came into the kingdom for such a time as this. Stay the course. Stay the course. Stick with Jesus. Don't walk away from him. Don't walk away from his word. Don't walk away from your situation because it's difficult. Pray. Ask him for direction. Ask him to strengthen you. The word of God says, and those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Ask him to strengthen you. Say, God, I'm going to stay the course. I'm going to believe that you've called me into this place and in this time. I'm going to believe that these dreams are just not me doing it, but it's you. God, give me a sign. Show me a wonder. Move for me because I want to do the exceedingly and the abundantly for your glory and for your honor and for your praise. It's amazing what happens when we just remember that God is faithful, God is true, and God is just. The last thing I want to share with you, in order for you to be successful when it comes to staying the course, it's this. You have to do something every single day that moves you in the direction that you desire to go. And if you want to be a strong believer, that something, listen and listen again, is praying and reading his word daily. You have to set some time with God. You got to set some time aside. You got to learn how to sanctify yourself, how to separate yourself in order to remain holy. God, I'm seeking you. I'm seeking your word. Your word says to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You have to have daily devotion, daily reading, daily praying. You have to do that every single day in order to know and to maintain the course where you're on. You know what? I thank God for his grace and I thank God for his mercy. I thank God for another opportunity to even gather in his name. And I pray that you would just take some time once again and just read John chapter 6. It's an amazing account of what Jesus did, but more importantly, what Simon Peter did when he decided to stay the course. God bless you. Bye for now.